Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, folks. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, rock and roll. We are live. It's Patriot Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. It is Monday. I have no idea the exact date. I just know that I got a show. It's 8 p.m. We will be speaking with Terry LaFleur from South Dakota. He's running for governor. Again, it's going to be a second try. We're going to talk about what happened on his first try at the hands of the good old boys club, as it says there in the description. And then we will also... got to get this to run. It's going to hit like 9 times now, folks. We will also be speaking with Steve Ronnebeck, who's going to be running for Congress in Arizona. We're going to get all his campaign details here in just a few minutes. I can't get my thing ain't running here, so let's see what happens. It's going to start again. It's going to go bam, 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 bam. It's going to come on like 3-4 times like it's been happening every show. It seems weird. And I'm sitting right here with all my equipment, and I can never get anything to run right. Not only that, we've got a groovy thunderstorm rolling right outside the windows here of my house, so it's pretty fun. I love the Florida thunderstorm. It's pretty amazing. It's going to be a quite interesting week here as, you know, rat infested.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
As you see, rat-infested Baltimore is in the news. You know, you got people like Bernie Sanders just a couple years ago saying things like this.
The fact of the matter is that America is the wealthiest country in the history of the world. But anyone who took the walk that we took around this neighborhood would not think you're in a wealthy nation. You would think that you were in a third world country where unemployment is over 50%. A community that does not even have decent quality grocery stores where moms can buy quality food for their kids. A community in which the dream of getting a higher education for many kids is as real as is going to the moon. In the United States of America, 37% of African American children should not be living in poverty. In the United States of America, we should not be having more people in jail than any other country on earth, disproportionately black and Hispanic. In the United States of America, we should not have a child care system which is largely
enough, Bernie. Guy irritates the crap out of me. It's okay when the leftists say things like, it's rat infested. It's okay when the mayor of the city of Baltimore, at the time it's an African-American lady going, she could smell the death. She could smell the rats. They got documentaries on PBS that have to do with the rat infestation. And that right now, as it stands, Baltimore is number 9 on the most
unaffordable
infected
rat. We need fundamental changes in our...
Dang it. What the heck's going on here?
And unaffordable.
It's number 9 in the most rat-infested cities in the country, Baltimore. Okay? It is rat-infested. It is infested. And I like how they're making it seem that the word infested was directed at a certain group of people when it was really at a rodent, a nasty, disgusting, low-down, dirty rat. You know what I'm saying? And they're trying to say that they're trying to make it seem like it was directed at a specific group of people. Folks, it's infested. They got the crime rate over there in Baltimore is incredible. the homicides, right? They passed some gun legislation. I think 2015, and the legislation passed in Baltimore to make guns harder to get for anybody except for criminals on the street. And if you bear with me here, I'm going to try to play this real fast, the top of the hour, our top of the hour break.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only, and then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that, and that's what the song is about. Basically, it's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and you know, he's given his all, and you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform, they are very human, just like you and I. They pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA. Right now on Facebook, that's DaveBray USA.
Yes, indeed, DaveBrayUSA.com. Check it out today. Don't miss out on the greatness. Dave Bray will be joining us here in 2 weeks. I believe the date's the 12th. So please share this around. Terry, if you guys have this on your live feed, please share. I got two people watching. It's a big far cry from the last few weeks. Anyway, we're going to be talking with Terry LaFleur. I'm going to bring him in right now. He's running for governor of South Dakota. He ran in the last election cycle. The good old boys of Club of South Dakota gave him a run around, did some underhanded, shifty, shady things. And so now he's going to make another run. I believe the date, it's coming up in 2022. Welcome to the show. Terry, what's happening, sir?
Not much. How are you doing, Mark?
All right. I'm a little sleepy.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm pretty good. All right, so give a brief introduction of who you are, and then we'll get into your last run for governor and what your plan is for the next run for governor. Quickly introduce you. I don't know if I introduced myself good enough. Yourself.
My name is Dr. Terry Lee LaFleur, and I'm a doctor of law. I have a Juris Doctorate degree from Thomas Cooley Law School in Lansing, Michigan. I made a run for the governor or for the People's House last year, and several things happened that pretty much put up a stone wall that if you're not part of the caucus, you just don't get in. And that's pretty much what happened. What we do know with a reasonable degree of certainty is that Laura Hubbell was the chairman of the Constitution Party of South Dakota. She was duly elected at a statewide convention on July 11th, 2016. In November of 2016, she changed her voter status from Constitution Party back to Republican Party and was out actively running as a candidate for governor on the Republican ticket while she was still impersonating the chairman of the Constitution Party of South Dakota. She didn't resign in writing from her chair position until February 2nd, 2017. And then she announced officially that she was running for governor as a Republican candidate in March of 2017. And then January 2nd rolled around, 2018, and all of the candidates that were running for statewide election were out circulating their petitions to get their names on the ballot for the June 5th primary, the Republican primary. I was one of them. I was running on the Republican ticket initially as a candidate for governor. Laura Hubbell was also a candidate for governor. Marty Jackley and Kristi Noem were also Republican candidates for the June 5th primary for governor. Marty Jackley got bumped out of the primary with the computer glitch. Everything was working just fine the day before the election, but on the day of the election, eight counties across the state of South Dakota, and it turned out to be the eight most populated counties, had computer glitches in all of their electronic voter booths. So the people were turned away in droves and not allowed to vote. From 7 a.m. until 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, they left the polls open longer, but people were turned away in droves. Now, did that have an impact on the outcome of the election? Well, sure it did. Hundreds of people, thousands of people got turned away that could very well have voted for Marty Jackley, but they couldn't because they couldn't vote. So Kristi Noem won the primary election. She got the nod from the primary to go forward to the convention. But prior to the convention, when I circulated my petitions to get my name on the ballot for governor as a Republican, Chantel Krebs purposely threw my campaign under the bus. We were railroaded off of the ballot prior to the primary, and I can prove it. But one of my best friends called me up, and he said, hey, why don't you give Lori Stacy, give her a call. She's the chairman of the Constitution Party of South Dakota, and talk to her. So I did. I called up Lori and I told her what happened, and she said, well, we'd love to have candidates like yourself run on our ticket. I said, that would be great. So she put me up on the statewide website as a candidate for governor on the Constitution Party of South Dakota ticket. Well, back in 2015, the Libertarian Party filed a lawsuit against the state of South Dakota. Chantel Krebs was a named defendant. Marty Jackley, the AG, was a named defendant. The state of South Dakota was named as a defendant. And they were suing the state and Krebs and Jackley to get four statutes struck down as being unconstitutional, overburdensome, and too narrow, basically. And it prohibited third-party candidates from getting on the ballot. One of them required us to go out and get circulate petitions to get our name on the ballot. That was struck down. We can nominate and elect all of our candidates statewide and local at the convention. We don't have to go through a primary process. And what's ironically funny is that when Chantel Krebs threw us under the bus, she told me that if I wanted to get on the ballot for the primary, I could go out and get 3,000 signatures as an independent candidate, and I had 1 month to do it in. 3,000 signatures is over 33% more than Republican and Democrats are required to have to get their names on the ballot. To get on as a Republican candidate, I need 1,955 vetted signatures. I went out and got 2,058 vetted signatures. But it's interesting to know that to run as an independent, which is a smaller group of people, there's 243,000, give or take, Republican voters, much, much less independent voters, but you're required to get 33% more signatures to get on the ballot. You would think that a smaller party, a block of voters, you'd need fewer signatures, but that's not the way it works in South Dakota. So 3,000 signatures in a month would be almost impossible to do. I mean, I got 2,054 of those were by myself, face-to-face with the people of South Dakota, and that took almost 3 months. So there was no way that I could do it. So I got on the phone and I got a hold of Lori Stacy, and sure enough, I'm now a candidate for governor on the Constitution Party ticket. But the Libertarian, like I said, the Libertarian Party filed the lawsuit, and the Constitution Party of South Dakota joined shortly thereafter. And we got a judgment in February of 2018 that struck down the four statutes that were being prohibitive. And the court said, basically, you've got to let these people participate in the general election in November. Well, that didn't sit too well with the Republicans. So what they did was they waited until after the June 5th primary was over, and Laura Hubbell was running for senator, and she failed. She lost in the primary. So Gordon Howey and Chantel Krebs and Dan Lederman, the chairman of the Republican Party of South Dakota, they sent all these people in as operatives. They sent them in covertly and overtly to hijack our statewide convention. Now, remember I told you that Laura Hubbell changed her voter status in November of 2016. That was like 4 months after she was elected chairman of the Constitution Party, the statewide party. And she changed back to Republican, and then in February she resigned from her chair position as chairman of the Constitution Party of South Dakota. But she ran as a Republican candidate for governor and for senator, and she lost. So what set of facts could possibly exist that where Laura Hubbell could come back in after having resigned, completely abdicated her chair position, joined the Republican Party, and ran unsuccessfully as a Republican senator in the June 5th primary, but yet she thought she could come back into our party and impersonate the chairman. And Chantel Krebs aided and abetted her in doing that. And it was all set up by Dan Lederman, who was the chairman of the Republican Party of South Dakota, Chantel Krebs, who was the constitutionally elected Secretary of State, and Gordon Howey, who was a retired Republican senator. They all got Laura Hubbell and Joel and Paula Bergen and Tara Valesky and Jeanette McIntyre and just a number of other people involved in this thing. There was Tea Party members, Republican caucus members, Dan Lederman, the chairman of the Republican Party, and they were all in bed together, including Marty Jackley's office.
So why do you think they came out against – now, did they go after other parties too, or did they just come after the Constitution Party and keep you guys off the ballot?
Well, I'm not certain, because I've been trying to reach out to get Billy talk to Billy Sutton to find out what scuttled their convention. But all parties except the Republican Party had to hold two conventions. So you can do your own, you can draw your own conclusions. The Democrats had two, the Libertarians had to have two, and we had to have two because of what the Republicans did. And specifically to our party, they sent in operatives to hijack the convention and the party. They're still trying to do it. I mean, we've been running through the courts, both state and federal, since July of 2018, trying to fight to get our place on the ballot in the November election. And they drug it out and they drug it out until there wasn't any way possible. Even the state Supreme Court was involved in this thing. They rubber-stamped the Republican Party candidates just like, I mean, it was nobody's business. They defied court orders. They even, the South Dakota Supreme Court even ruled against its own case-made law in this case. It's incredible. The fundamental right to vote cannot be violated for an economical reason. But Judge Lang in the federal courts, he told us at a hearing on September 27th, 2018, he says, quote, The burden of reprinting the ballots on the state is greater than the violation of your fundamental right to vote, end quote. My jaw literally dropped to my chest when I heard him say that. An economic reason is greater than violation of our fundamental rights to vote. The people of South Dakota, pardon my French, they were screwed out of an alternative person to vote for. It's as plain
That's
and
crazy.
Simple as that.
And so now the next election is being held in, 2022, correct?
That's right. Now we got to go.
Here's
the irony of this whole thing. Dan Lederman, Chantel Krebs, and Gordon Howey, the three main principal conspirators in the coup d'etat, they created this whole facade that, see, Laura Hobel came in and impersonated our state chairman. It created a division, supposedly, within the party. But it was created by the Republicans, not by the Constitution Party of South Dakota. And I want the people to understand that. The Constitution Party of South Dakota had nothing to do with the division of our party. That was created by Dan Lederman and the Republicans all the way down the line. We have a 1 hour and 15-minute secretly recorded meeting with two of the conspirators, and they basically rolled over on everybody that was involved in it. That's how we found out about Dan Lederman and Chantel Krebs and Gordon Howey and all the others. We have tons and tons and tons and tons of evidence, and it's in the book that I'm putting out. It's an autobiography. It's a tell-all. And everything in there is absolutely true, and it's completely substantiated by documentary evidence, electronic evidence, and a lot of it's legal documentation, self-authenticating. All I would have to do is basically show it to the court and admit it into evidence. I wouldn't need a person to lay the foundation for its admissibility because it's self-authenticating. And it's all in the
right book.
There isn't anything in the book that isn't absolutely true and can be documented.
It's crazy.
But I mean,
and so now you, go ahead. Sorry.
Another fellow by the name of Frank Flukiger. Frank Flukiger is the chairman of the National Constitution Party. Frank is involved in this whole conspiracy with the Republicans. Frank was in a teleconference call with Marty Jackley, Chantel Krebs, Marty Jackley, Chantel Krebs, Kia Warren, Joel Bergen, and perhaps Laura Hubbell for sure. And that took place on the 17th of July, 2018. And in that conference call, without a stick of proof or evidence to substantiate what they did, they basically appointed Laura Hubbell as pro tem chairman because Frank said so. Frank violated not only the Constitution Party's bylaws, but he also violated the National Constitution's constitution when he interfered with the state affiliate's business. He had no business doing that, but he did it anyway. And this is just quid pro quo. This is status quo for Frank Flukiger. He has caused at least six or seven state affiliates to disassociate or disaffiliate with the national party because of his interference. He wanted Hubbell and company in here on the committee so that he could pull their strings like puppets. And if anybody knows Laura Hubbell, they know that she's a power-hungry person, and she would not stop. She would tell Satan to take a long walk up a short pier if she thought she could get any, gain any ground. That's just the type of person she is.
And so what's up next for Terry heading into the next election, 2022? What's your plan of action and to stay on the ballot and make sure that it's fair and that the third-party candidates like Libertarians and Constitution parties and Veteran parties and other parties do not get barred or tricked or hoodwinked off the ballot?
Oh, we're not going to get in without a fight. It's not going to happen that way. That's not the way they work. They divide you, then they try to conquer you. And that's what they did here. They sent in operatives knowing – they knew full well. Laura Hubbell answered my federal lawsuit, and in her lawsuit answer, she said that Chantel Krebs knew that Joel Bergen was not the chairman of our party. Gordon Howey was. Gordon Howey was appointed vice chairman at a secret meeting in Chamberlain, South Dakota on July 21st, 2018. Then Joel Bergen resigned again for the third time. And under Robert's rules, Gordon Howey became chairman of the party, their party, the counterfeit faction, if you will, okay? Lori Stacy was always the chairman and did it according to the rules, state statute and Robert's rules. But they, what they did was when they had their convention in Pierre at the Ramkota Inn, Joel Bergen certified their convention ticket to Chantel Krebs. But he wasn't the chairman of the party. Only the chairman of the party, by bylaw and by state statute, are allowed to certify their ballot, their ticket, to Chantel Krebs. Gordon Howey should have certified that. But they let Joel Bergen do it, and Joel Bergen was not a sitting member of either central committee, ours or theirs, when he did this. It was all counterfeit. And Chantel Krebs allowed it to happen. Chantel knew exactly what was going on. She was up to her eyebrows in this thing. And we've got proof of it. We've always had the evidence. Nobody wanted to hear it. Nobody wanted to see it. We begged the federal court to have an evidentiary hearing so that he could listen to the hour and 15-minute recording of the secret meeting with Joel and Paula Bergen, where they spilt the beans on Dan Lederman and Chantel Krebs and Gordon Howey and all of the rest of them. It was a setup. The whole coup at our convention was a setup by the Republican Party chairman. And Joel Bergen is Christy Noem's cousin.
That are all tied together. That's usually how it is. It's the old
patronage. Christy Noem is our current governor right now. And her cousin, Joel Bergen, was sent in as an operative and was feeding the information back to the Republican Party throughout the whole process. They knew what we were doing about the same time we did, because he was telling them what we were going to do. And then he sets it up. Then they set it up so that they could keep Lori Stacy away from the convention with a letter of threats and intimidation and extortion. I've got copies of all this stuff, and it's in the book as well.
Excellent. Well, you got to keep pursuing, keep fighting. You got to keep the fight up. So rolling into the next election, what's your campaign look like? What do you plan on doing? What are you running on? So folks maybe can, if they're listening and they're up there, can get an idea of who Terry LaFleur is and what his campaign's all about.
My campaign is the same as it was before. I'm out to help the people of South Dakota. That's my number one fiduciary duty. As the one of the leaders of our great state, you know, it's the people's house. It's not the governor's house. That's a misnomer. It's the people's house. It belongs to the people of South Dakota. We don't put a crown on the person who wins the election in November. We don't make them king or queen, like King Noem. You know, they had to have a woman governor in this state for the first time. Well, we had to have a black president for the first time, and look what that turned out to be like. I'm not saying that women can't make good governors, but I'm telling you, this one's not a good governor. There's already been four, maybe five scandals since she's been in office since January of this year. And it's not going to get any better.
That's crazy.
January of 2018. January of 2019.
Yep. And so if someone wants to help your campaign and contribute or volunteer, is there a place where they can go to volunteer or donate?
Yes, actually, you can send any donation, anything is welcome. You can send it to the campaign headquarters address. That's 4601 East Clark Street, Apartment 8, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 57110. You can also go on our website to look at our platform, and that is at http://www.sdcandidateforgovernor2018.com. It's just a domain name. When I update my domain name, I'm going to change it from 2018 to 2022, or just have them put a redirect in there. So the people that already have it and they punch in the old one, it'll go to the new one. But it's just a domain name, so it doesn't, you know, I don't want people to think that there's something old, but the platform is there.
Yeah,
it's a good platform. It was based on talking to the people of South Dakota. That's where it came from, the majority of it. I also believe in everything that's on that platform, just like they are. I'm one of the people. I'm nobody different. I'm just like everyone else. I work for a living. I raise a family, and I try to do the right thing. But these
Amen.
People will not let you in the game unless you got big money. You know,
it's the good old boys club. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I have people from the Kristi Noem campaign contacting our people in my campaign, and they told us that Kristi Noem has already won the election. We just don't know it yet. Well, what did they know that we didn't? What was going on? Well, you had the computer glitch that knocked Jackley out of the race. You had Chantel Krebs who threw my campaign under the bus by flipping 50 signatures from Republican to Democrat, non-party affiliated, and independent. 50 signatures. We can prove this. She flipped them.
Right.
And then they took down the Vote 605 app, discontinued that, saying it was too cost ineffective. When did the South Dakota legislature care about how much taxpayer dollars they spend in this state? Never. But suddenly, this Vote 605 could no longer be maintained because it wasn't cost efficient. It was a way
right.
for people to instantaneously vet someone who was voting and what their voter status was. It even told them what district they voted in. And they pulled that. That's what we used to go out there and get our signatures on my petitions to get on the ballot for the June 5th primary as a Republican candidate. It was the Vote 605 app. Every single signature that was on those petitions was vetted before they signed. And they hadn't signed for any other candidates, not Jackley, not Noem, not Laura Hubbell, and they hadn't signed for me. They signed for me the first time, and I was the first candidate that they saw. I went to every door on Main Street, South Dakota, in every single town and city that I could reach across the state. I handed out 30,000 campaign cards. I had bumper stickers and metal pins and lapel stickers and yard cards and banners and you name it.
Right.
Coffee cups, ink pens, all of that stuff. You know, this wasn't just some guy that said, oh, I'm going to run for governor, and I didn't do anything to do it. I spent $20,000 out of pocket to run for governor.
See?
And these people didn't spend their own money. They got money donated to them by outside, out-of-state contributors. Most of it was super PAC and special interest group and lobbyists. They were bought and paid for.
It's crazy. And
yeah,
I gotta wish you luck in the next campaign. Hopefully that you can get a good push and none of this blocking stuff has to happen again. It should never happen. I can't stand outside money influencing local elections. I think all the money should be within the jurisdiction of the state or the county for which you run. You shouldn't be allowed to get money from all over the place.
Let me finish one of my previous thoughts that I was. And I'm sorry I got off on a tangent, but. Dan Lederman created this facade that there was warring faction within our party. There wasn't. We were okay until they came in and upset the apple cart. But that caused us to lose ballot access in November of last year. Now the state is trying to tell us that we either have to dissolve our party or we have to go out and gather signatures to get on the ballot again. We have to start from all new because we didn't get 2.5% in last November's election. The reason we didn't get 2.5% of the votes cast was because they kept us off of the ballot. They had to litigate it in state court to keep us off. They created the problem, and now they're sitting back and taking advantage of it with impunity. And they're making us jump through all the hoops again. And we should not have to do that. They created the problem. We are being punished for it.
Right, and it's kind of wrong, and I say that the solution is start pounding the pavement. You got till 2022. Hey, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Please stick around. We're going to bring you back in. Maybe you can give out the websites again towards the end of the show. If that's not feasible for you, then please go to the live feed. I posted it in the Messenger, and leave the websites in the comment section.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark, for having me on. There was just so much information to cover, we couldn't do it in a short period of time. But love to come back on again and talk about the book a little bit more. But the book, like I said, the book is for $29.90, including shipping and handling, and you can pay to print, and you can also acquire it through ebook, and it'll be on the shelves at Barnes and Noble and other places like that too as well. But anyone who wants to help me get this thing going and get it published professionally, they will receive an author's edition signed by me, and it'll include a CD that has all the electronic evidence that we have in our possession. They can hear it all. So let me know if anybody wants the book and wants to get their author's edition signed by the author, and it's a lot better deal, and it's a hardcover copy too as well. So it's going to be something you'll want to keep on your bookshelf. And the only thing you're going to lose by buying the book is you're going to lose sleep, because once you start reading the book, you're not going to want to put it down.
Excellent. Thanks again, Terry, for coming on. I'll keep in touch, and we'll try to get you to come back on the show again. We'll talk maybe a little bit more about the book. I didn't realize there was a book involved in the show tonight. I would have liked to hawk the book. I like to help people sell their books. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and it's my pleasure.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All righty. Thank you. All right.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
There you have it, folks. Terry LaFleur running for governor under the Constitution Party in South Dakota. Got shafted in his last attempt by the good old boys, the Republicans of South Dakota, playing all kinds of shifty, shady tricks and tripping him up and keeping him off the ballot. And they're trying to do it again in the next election. And I want to say, folks, we've got one little tidbit here from South Dakota I want to give out before I bring Steve Ronnebeck in, Angel Parent running for Congress in Arizona. Nick Clifford is a gentleman who is the last living person who worked on Mount Rushmore, and he's going to celebrate his 98th birthday coming up here. There was 400 men and women who helped build the Mount Rushmore National Monument from 1927 to 1941. They worked as coal boys, carvers, drillers, blacksmiths, and housekeepers, but for the last 12 years, Clifford has been the only one still living. And so he's going to celebrate his 98th birthday, Mount Rushmore, South Dakota. Amazing stuff. Without further ado, I don't want to waste any more time. I want to bring in our next guest, running for Congress, return guest, Angel Parent. We build the wall advocate and hardcore American patriot, Steve Ronnebeck. Welcome to the show, Steve. Sorry for the last ran over a little bit.
No, it's no problem. How you doing, Mark?
Good. I'm excited to hear or see that you're running for Congress. You're the type of people we need running.
Well, and you know, let's be honest. I've said it a couple times now. It's time to put an angel parent in Congress. It's time to take our fight to the next level. I was talking to Laura Irish Wilkerson today, and I said, you know, our stories are still getting out there, but there's nothing happening. You have all the rhetoric from the left. You have lawsuits. You have, you know, ridiculous statements that aren't true. It's time for somebody to step up and just keep fighting and just, again, take it to the next level.
Amen. And is your platform going to be mainly based on immigration, or are you looking to expand the platform to all facets to help constituents of the district in which you plan on running?
Well, obviously, I want to help the constituents of the district I'm running in. Raul Grijalva's district has a 14.8% unemployment rate. That's huge.
Wow.
I mean, right.
Especially boom the economy.
You know, our country is what, 3-point-something%?
Yep, I think 3.6.
3.6. And his district has a 14.8. You know, it's time for these people to be able to have jobs. You know,
right.
His district has 16% of the border here in Arizona, and probably the second biggest problem area of the border, of the whole southern border. We're obviously, yes, my main platform is going to be the border security and restoring the sovereignty of our nation.
So the unemployment rate is pretty high, over 14%. Is it disproportionately balanced, like, say, are illegal immigrants working while red-blooded Americans are not? Or is it even?
You know, I think that's part of it. I think that the other part of it is that, you know, Raul is against a lot of new industry. He's against mining, you know, and mining is huge here in Arizona, and he's done everything he can and is still doing everything he can to restrict mining in the state. And, you know, those are jobs. Those are income.
Correct.
For Arizonans. And there's capabilities in his district to have mining and so on and so forth. The other part of it is his district is predominantly the you know, the average median income, I do believe, is like $37,000 in his district. So they're being lost in the shuffle, and there's just no opportunities at this point, and I need to be able to bring these people opportunities.
Right. And going in there and putting your feet to the fire for the people of this district says a lot. Is this a grassroots campaign, or are you getting anybody's help from the outside? Like, because we see how campaigns work. If you're part of the good old boys club, they shovel the cash in and they back you and they get all these great endorsements. But if you're an unknown candidate or you're a third party candidate, they like to shovel dirt on you and kind of hide you and conceal you from the rest of the world. How are you going to be getting the exposure you need in this campaign?
Well, you know, I'm going to keep doing what I've always done, and I'm going to get the word out. I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to spend a lot of time knocking on doors. Yes, this is going to be a total grassroots campaign. And I've got a huge hurdle. I mean, Raul has been there for 18 years, I do believe. But, you know, that 18 years, he just hasn't done anything.
It's like Joe Biden. Joe Biden's been in office for over 35 years, and got absolutely nothing done, and is blaming President Trump for the country's problems. And here's a guy been there 36 years and done nothing. Crazy.
You know, I'll be honest. Yes, I'm running as a Republican, but you know, the Democrat side of his district, which is predominant, I'm at a 13.8 deficit. You know, I want those people to realize I'm going to fight for them. I'm not going to just fight for Republicans. I want to bring jobs. I want to bring livelihood. I want to bring, you know, opportunities.
Peace.
For skilled trade.
Right.
They don't have really any colleges that have, you know, skilled trade programs. I think they have a community college that does welding. But these are all things that they need opportunities.
Right. Attract some businesses. Maybe build a steel mill. That'd
well,
be spectacular.
I mean, I'll look at all options, but I'm going to tell you that one of the biggest things that I want to do is I want to let these people know that they don't have to be afraid of the cartels anymore. You know,
become a law enforcement district.
They need the law back. They need their law enforcement to take the handcuffs off. You know, the law enforcement, Border Patrol, and even local law enforcement, they're prisoners in their uniforms. They can't do this and they can't do that. Well, it's time to let them do their job and do their job the right way.
Right. Did you see that mess in New York City with the buckets of water on the police? It's horrific that these police have to put up with this crap. They're out there. If I was the police chief, I would say, look, don't call us. You seem to have it under control. You don't want us in your neighborhood, so don't call us. You need help, help yourself. Sorry, can't help you. I know you're not allowed to do that probably, but I don't know. Or my response time would be very low.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It's happening all over the country. Portland.
Yeah.
New York. You know, we have our president that went after Baltimore today, and rightly so. And then all of a sudden, he's the racist again.
I mean, for calling a spade a spade. Baltimore is rat infested. My friend at work lived in Baltimore for a long time, many, many years, like 30 years, he lived in Baltimore. And guess what? He's like, well, maybe it's not so much rats, but the mice. The place is completely devastated with mice. It is. It's a rat-infested, rodent-infested s-hole. It really is. And that comes from somebody who lived there.
I'm just wondering how you know, he's a racist for wanting the city to clean up the rat problem. I mean, I don't – it's just so ridiculous anymore. It's like Baltimore's got a rat problem, and now it's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Now you got Al Sharpton coming.
Oh, Al Sharpton now. Great.
Yep, he's out there. He's talking now.
It's just time for all this to end. It really is. Our country is just, there's so much rhetoric and so many lies. And it's like the hate speech, the only people that I see spreading hate speech is the left. You know, you have the Squad of Four that it's daily. I mean, it is daily. You have, I guess there was a story came out today that Ilhan Omar, they have proof that we don't even know if Omar is her real last name.
Right. It's pretty scary. All I see is that she married a brother, and they kind of got proof almost that kind of they proved it. But I don't, nothing's coming of that. It's funny how Democrats can break all kinds of laws and never get called out.
Why aren't we doing anything about that? You know,
I don't know.
Why are we letting AOC lie? And they've proved it that she's lying. Why do we have her still speaking? Why do we have Rashida Tlaib basically inciting violence? Why is Maxine Waters, why was she allowed to spread hate and basically call out and say, you people need to harass the Republicans. Anyone who's a Republican, you need to harass them. What are they thinking?
Check at the stores. Confront them in restaurants. Yeah, I remember the speech. It's ridiculous. If folks want to help Steve get elected to Congress, do you have a website or anything set up for that yet?
The website will be done here in the next day or two. It's going to be steverodebeck.com. And I'm going to be honest, I do need help. I do need donations. Right now, they can go ahead and send donations directly to – I'm using my home as my office for now. They can send it to Rodebeck, the number 4, and then Congress. So it's Rodebeck for Congress. And they can send it to 10914 East Crescent Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, 85208. And I'd appreciate all the help I could get. I've got an uphill battle, but there's so many people that they know I can win. They know I can beat Raul. You know, the biggest thing is I'll tell you, just like I've told other people, I'm motivated and I'm sober. And I'm going to secure that border. I'm going to secure jobs. And I'm going to give the law enforcement back their pride and their integrity so that they can do their job.
Excellent. That's great. And I think that you would be a fine asset, folks. You really want to get the right candidates in office. And if you live in this district, what is the actual district number, Steve?
It is Arizona CD3.
So it's a congressional district number 3 in Arizona, folks. Make sure if you're watching and you're from this area that you vote for Steve Ronnebeck and get this guy in. He's going to fight for you. He's going to fight for America. He's going to fight for the next generation and the generations to come. The fight is not about Steve any longer. He's bringing the fight for all. God bless you for doing that, Steve. After all you've been through, your strength is admirable, and you're an inspiration to many, I can assure you.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you giving me the time to come on the show.
Absolutely. And I got a cool guest coming up here in the next week or so. His name is Dave Bray. Have you heard of him?
I've heard quite a bit about Dave Bray. I know that you and Dave are friends. I love his music. I think he's just a great patriot and a great American.
Oops, sorry. Well, he's got a new song out. And he's going to be coming on the show here in the 12th. And I'm going to he put out a video, so I'm going to play this video quick if you want to hear it and the new song. And we're going to be debuting it here on the Patriot Nation radio show. He played it live in his studio. And I'm going to play it real fast, and I'm going to plug Dave Bray again because, folks, this guy is an amazing patriot. He was in the Navy, got out of the Navy, joined the Marines, fired up a great musical career and sings great songs, patriotic originals and classics that we love, like the Star-Spangled Banner, God Bless America, and Amazing Grace. So check this out. This is the new song. Let's see. Not sure the name of it.
Hey,
but he's
going to
tell
us. Dave Bray, U.S.
That's how new it is.
The song that I'm going to do for you today tackles the very, very difficult subject of PTS and PTSD. As many of you know, a lot of our first responders, our military, and our fire, just due to their daily circumstances, have and continue to suffer from these deep and dark depressive states. And it is very, very difficult. And it's one of those things that I hope this song gets out to them and reaches somebody and lets them understand that, you know, we feel for you, we are with you, and you are in our prayers, and we want you to get better, and let us know what we can do, because taking your life should never be an option. So it's called Pay No Mind. Puts you in the perspective of being in a relationship with someone who suffers. It's a tough one, but we're here for you guys, so pass this along. Oh, and for everybody who has been supporting DaveBrayUSA.com, purchasing our shirts, every purchase you make, you get a free autographed CD, so please go there, purchase, and help me continue to do what I love to do for our military, our veterans, our first responders, and our fire and police. I think it's important for me to get out there and get these songs out to them. So, guys, I just appreciate you guys. Anybody who's willing to support me, to help me support doing what I love for the people I love, I can't tell you how much I appreciate. So this one's called Pay No Mind. I hope you guys like it.
No. to mine. Break your heart.
And folks, brand new Dave Bray heard right here on the Patriot Nation radio show. That's Pay No Mind. We'll have Dave Bray coming up on the show here real soon. He's once again putting out a very important message in reference to PTSD and post-traumatic stress that many of our veterans, first responders, and I'm sure even Border Patrol guys are feeling some of this PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Out there just fighting. And it's always good to bring awareness. Dave Bray's always bringing awareness to important issues like Last Call and Into the Fire and Freedom Rings. So we'll be discussing his next record that he's putting together right now. There's the new song. I hope you liked it. We'll be featuring some more songs as the date approaches for release, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I don't know, Steve, how do you like that song? It's a pretty good song. I like Dave Bray's music. I think it's really good.
Oh, it's a beautiful song. And again, you know, I have so much respect for Dave Bray. He's he truly is a patriot. And, you know, you hear that song and you think about all these guys that have PTSD, that have fought for our country, and some being forgotten. And you know... Good Lord, it's just not. He's another fighter. Let's put it that way. He's fighting for our veterans.
Amen. He's doing great stuff. He was just out in Alaska recently with some of his buddies. A couple of his friends I had on the show. I took the page down so I don't have it in front of me. But we will discuss it all when Dave comes on August 12th. It's going to be a great show, folks. We got August 8th. And like 11th open, if you got a show idea, please call, contact me. Steve, you want to come on and talk about wall-a-thons or anything like that might be happening in the future here to contribute to building the wall, come on and let us know. We got two open dates, the 8th and I believe the 11th are wide open right now as we speak. And with that, folks, I want to say thanks to our guests tonight, Steve Ronnebeck and Terry LaFleur, running for government offices of the utmost importance. With the mission to save America for the next generation is really the main goal here, and it's important. Yep. Everybody's
well,
saying, this is what we fight for right here, the kids, the next generation. Thanks again, Steve. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
And if you teach the kids, the kids will bring it on.
Amen. You go, Mason. You teach the kids will bring it on. That's my son. That's a quote from my son. With that, folks, this brings us to that point of the show that I love so much. It is Dave Bray's version of the Star Spangled Banner. You can find all his stuff at DaveBrayUSA.com. He's got great apparel going on over there, shirts, T-shirts, all kinds of things happening, hats, all kinds of neat things, and his album. So you go over there, DaveBrayUSA.com, and get your copy today. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. And don't forget my good friend Rob over at LibertyRush.com, social media without the libtarded rhetoric, and Paul over at PatriotShit.com, doing great stuff to get people ready for whatever may happen, any kind of natural disaster, tyranny, whatever the case may be, PatriotShit.com. Head on over and do your thing. This is the Star Spangled Banner, performed by our good friend and patriot, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. This is Star Spangled Banner. Probably after a message. We got a little slow loading here. Come on. All right. It's not loading up. Let's try it again. One more time. Here it is. the Star Spangled Banner after this message from Calvani Cheese. Here we go. Folks, that's DaveBrayDaveUSA.com. Get you a copy today. Don't miss out. I want to, again, thank my featured guests tonight, Terry LaFleur and Steve Ronnebeck, both running for important offices, Congressional District 3 in Arizona and Governor of South Dakota. Now, I know that's stretching it from border to border there, folks. You know, it's almost all the way up to the Canadian border with South Dakota. You know, just go a few hundred miles and you're in Canada, and then you got Arizona right on the southern border. Folks, these are important races. Get involved today. Gary Binford's watching. Gary is from Nation Savers 2018. Check him out today. Fine author, writer, doing some great things, great articles. Also, folks, you want to check out Live Truth Radio and UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us, Pastor Sylvester Bland. Good stuff happening. One more announcement for August 1st, this Thursday. It would be teaming up again with Purple for Parents, and the Common Core Diva is going to join us, and a host of others are in this big fight against the National Education Association of America, the NEA, and the Arizona Education Association, AEA, trying to do some shifty, underhanded stuff, fighting red for ed. That'll be August 1st, right here, 8 p.m. Eastern, right after A Conservative Perspective with James Bostic, heard two nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. And until we meet again, folks, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. Without you guys, there is no show. So thank you so very much. God bless you. God bless America. Everybody out in Blog Talk Radio land and everybody across this fine country. God bless you. Love you all. Peace.